Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society today?
The Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
Yeah, absolutely, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Progressive, stand up. This is the Ron Kelly Show. How are you, everybody? Good to have you here. Great to have you here. Wonderful to have you here. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's the home of progressive radio. Proud to be a progressive, liberal, if you will, whatever you want to call it. Yes, absolutely. Positively, yes, indeed. Proud to be a part of the Democratic Party, not the Democrat Party like some people like to call it, but it's the Democratic Party. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. It's the Democratic Party. Anyway, thank you so much. It's the Ron Kelly Show every Friday afternoon right here, blogtalkradio.com, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And, you know, an hour later, everywhere else. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Appreciate it. Glad to have you here. The home of progressive radio is the Ron Kelly Show. Just a couple minutes past the hour. And, you know, I just have to laugh because, what else can be said, ladies and gentlemen? What else can be said? The Republican Party. where do they find these people? Where do they find these people? According to an article in Freak Out Nation, now we're going to talk about the prisoner swap and a couple other things a little later on in the program, but here we go. Freak Out Nation is a website. I don't know how, you know, Freak Out Nation is the name of the website. And the banner reads, religious right pundit asks God to stop Barack Obama before he destroys America. Ooh. Religious right pundit Gina Miller, and see, let me just stop here for a second. You know, see these people, the Limbaughs and people like this here, they're actually the vanguard of the Republican Party, ladies and gentlemen. They are representative of what the party thinks. But everybody wants to be politically correct, so you know they're not going to say exactly what they're thinking. But these other folks, the Mark Levins, the psychopath, kook fringe Republican Party, or conservatives, like they like to call themselves, because they say that the liberals call themselves progressives now because they don't want to be known as liberals. Well, conservatives call themselves that because they don't want to be known as Republicans. And the Tea Party, you know what's going on with them. Anyway, religious right pundit Gina Miller wrote in Barbed Wire Today that President Obama, or whatever his name is a lawless enemy of the United States and part of God's judgment on us. So the assertion here is that President Obama is a plague of locusts that were visited upon the Egyptians back in the day of the Ten Commandments, and back in that time when the Jews were slaves for the Egyptians, et cetera, et cetera. So President Obama is a weapon formed by God to punish America for whatever it has done. It's just outrageous stuff. Outrageous stuff. And she went on to say that she called on God to stop the president. Who will stop Barack Obama? Who can he be stopped? I don't believe he can unless the Lord himself stops him. Then she went on to compare Obama to Adolf Hitler. Now, this is just some of the most ridiculous, obscene, and conservatives and Republicans should be embarrassed by this fool for saying these type of things. Let's start with the lawless part, shall we? Lawless. What does that mean? That someone who breaks the law. Now, how many times has President Obama broken the law? How many times? What has he done that was illegal? He's done nothing illegal. Nothing. But he's lawless. He's a illegal alien. He's everything that you could call a man, derogatory, of course. He's everything you can call a man, except nice. And this is just totally ridiculous. Treasonous, illegal terrorist. You just have to laugh, you know. You just have to laugh because this stuff is so incredibly stupid that you just have to laugh. Now, I've never heard of this person, Gina Miller. I have to Google her and find out what planet she came from. But she says, I mean, and what's the comparison to Adolf Hitler? Adolf Hitler murdered millions of Jews. Adolf Hitler was a madman who murdered. He was a madman control freak who murdered millions of people, burned in ovens and held to concentration camps, tortured, killed mothers, children. Didn't matter who it was. And so how in the world, how in the hell can you compare Barack Obama to Adolf Hitler? Who has he killed? And this nincompoop, Lyndon LaRouche, who will never be president, who will never be anything but a psychopath that he is, has his minions, his lower echelon psychopaths out there with photographs of the president with a Hitler mustache, a little square thing in the middle of his face. Now, come on. What has Barack Obama done that you could even remotely compare him with Adolf Hitler? He's done nothing of the sort. He hasn't killed anybody. He hasn't burned anyone in an oven. He's not a control freak. He's the president of the United States. And you see, these are the things that the most outrageous, ridiculous nonsense. And the man only has a year and a half left in office. I mean, you tried to beat him in 08, you lost. You tried to beat him in 2012, you lost. I mean, okay, so he's serving his two terms. He'll be done in a minute. So what is the problem? He'll be done. And what will all the Republican, conservative talk show hosts talk about after Barack Obama is gone? Let's say, the nightmarish scenario, Ted Cruz becomes president. That's worse than Iran getting the nuclear bomb as compared to nightmarish scenarios. What will you talk about then? What will you talk about then? I mean, give it up. He won in 08. He won in 2012. You know, what are we talking about here? He's a sadist. He's a... you just have to laugh. How desperate you know, there's a Republican Party and the conservatives. How desperate 60, 70 million people voted for Barack Obama to become president again. Many white people. It wasn't enough for us to do it. And he was voted in. You know, I didn't agree with Obamacare, but when the Supreme Court took a look at it, and Justice Roberts, Chief Justice Roberts, who's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, gave it the smell test and okayed it. So where's the lawlessness here? Where's the lawlessness? When the act was passed Restoration Act was passed, where GM and some of these other things, which I didn't necessarily agree with, by the way, and AIG and the banks got these billions and billions of dollars. Yeah, I didn't necessarily agree with that. But what was lawless about it? What law was broken? You think for a second that the Republicans and the Tea Party psychopaths were going to let Barack Obama do something that's illegal? No way. But yet they still call him illegal. They're still the the birthers who should be on prescription medication, the birthers who are still out there. Donald Trump being the drum major, who's just lucky, you know, that he made a few bucks and now he thinks, you know, he deserves an audience, which he doesn't. He doesn't deserve an audience. Tell you what, go down to Taj Mahal and Trump Taj Mahal and get that food straight in the buffet. Oh, barf. But anyway, I don't want to talk about him because he doesn't deserve to be talked about. Not in a nice way anyway. He still got the birth of, you know, out there. Just sick. 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 See, you got to remember. Can you imagine the amount of money that was spent against the president in 2008 in these two campaigns that he participated in? The money that was spent to find out if Barack Obama had a secret baby mama or some chick on the side. You know, there's got to be something about him. I mean, he's black. They're always doing something. So they spent millions, billions of dollars trying to find out something on the president, President Barack Obama. They tried, they tried, they tried, they tried. The best they could do was Jeremiah Wright, his preacher. He went to church, and Jeremiah Wright, controversial, you know, said some things that weren't quite nice. And that was the best they can do. That was the best they could do. And he said, well, let's use this preacher. And we'll make up the Joe the plumber, Nancy the nurse, Joey the janitor. Let's use that. That'll work. Come on, let's do it. And you're putting poor Senator McCain linked with this beast, Sarah Palin. Oh, my God. Talk about Laurel and Hardy. And I'm not talking about weight-wise, but Abbott and Costello, just a comedy, just a comedy of errors in 2008 campaign. Just ridiculous. So this woman, I lost her. This woman is just totally psycho. She needs help. Now, I wasn't the biggest fan of Obamacare. Didn't agree with it at all. I'm thinking like the conservatives. Hey, you know, I got mine, you get yours. I got mine, and I really felt that way. But yet, it went through anyway. Still opposed. See, because the conservatives think that we just jump on Obama bandwagon and we just agree with everything he does. Oh no, no. I'm a supporter of the president 100%. And not because he's black, like most people would think, because I'm a black talk radio host and Obama is black and I'm just going to agree with everything he says. No, I don't agree with everything he says. And if you don't agree with me, the phone number is 347-426-3214. That's 347-426-3214. If you care to challenge me on anything, it's 347-426-3214. But just psychopath. Just ridiculous. Just totally ridiculous. You can't believe that, you know. I mean, come on. What do you hope to gain? What do you hope to gain by continuing to bash the president? What do you hope to gain? You see, because you know, President Obama, President Bush, I should say. President Bush wasn't exactly, the person that I thought should be president. Okay. But see, with these people pretend to be, patriots. They call themselves patriots, that's especially the Tea Party. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. I'm a patriot. They call themselves patriots. Now, and I call myself a patriot. And whoever the president is, I have to support because I'm a American, born and raised. Generations and generations of my family, born and raised in America, all the way back to slavery and prior to that. So, although I didn't agree with President Bush, but I would never have said any of the heinous things that has been said about President Obama. Would never have said any of those things. Because at the end of the day, if I call myself an American, then, this man, George W. Bush, was my president. So, what am I going to say? He's my president. He was my president at the time. Shout out to Bob Minter. Eric Moriarty. Well, shout out to Bob Minter, too. But shout out to Eric Moriarty, who I had this spirited conversation with on LinkedIn. I'm sure most of you know about LinkedIn. And I had a very spirited conversation with him. And he appears to be a Republican or a conservative. And I am a conservative. And that wasn't a Freudian slip, ladies and gentlemen. I am a progressive. And we had a conversation, but you see, it wasn't one of those conversations. And thank you so much, Eric. It wasn't a conversation that became personal, because a lot of them do. Many of these conversations become personal when you have two different people, two different stripes, two different political beliefs. When they get together, it gets ugly sometimes. But at the end of the day, we complimented each other and have a nice day. So, we had a good conversation. It's because at the end of the day, and I ended mine by saying at the end of the day, we are all Americans, and we want what's best for this country. We all do. I'm sure that the Kook Fringe Tea Party and the other conservatives, George W. Bush, who called himself a compassionate conservative, and the rest of them, I'm sure they want what's best for America. It's just that, each party wants to do it their way. Each one thinks they have the magic bullet, the answer that will cure all our ills, that will reduce our $17-18 trillion budget gap, or should I say budget deficit, millions and trillions and trillions of dollars. Everybody thinks they have the magic formula. Nobody has a magic formula, not even the Democrats. Or the conservatives, or the progressives, the liberals. Neither do the Republicans, the conservatives, and the Tea Party. They don't have the answer either. See, the answer is going to come from both of us. It can't come from one of us. It's not going to come from one person. So this Republican-Democrat fight is going to go on forever. Until such time as we either no longer have a government... or our government, the way it is today, will change because of war or some other issue. Can you imagine what America's going to be like 100 years from now, in the year 2114? Whew. Well, none of us are going to know. Everyone who's here today is not going to be here to see that. Interviewer just born. So you have to continue to watch the movies. Anyway, you know what? We'll take a break and we'll come back and beat the Republicans down some more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. On blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising. Some are unbelievable. And some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more.
Are you ready?
Of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. If you're new to the show, if you're new to the show and you need some background, you can go to the official website of The Ron Kelly Show. It's www.theronkellyshow.com. That's www.theronkellyshow.com. If you want to get some background on me, if you're new to me and you're new to the show and you want to know a little bit about who I am, it's www.theronkellyshow.com. And then incidentally, there's a link to the Ron Kelly Show Facebook page, The Ron Kelly Show. And there's a link there where you can link yourself right to and go like that page. And there's also The Ron Kelly Show merchandise store where you can purchase a variety of items emblazoned with the Ron Kelly Show logo. And you know what? When you purchase something and wear it or carry it, you let everybody know, hey, you know what? I don't just know what's going on around the corner. I know what's going on around the world because I listen to the home of progressive radio, Mr. Ron Kelly Show. Once again, thank you so much for joining me. Ladies and gentlemen, I couldn't do this without you, so I thank you and I appreciate you for your calls and everything else that you do to make this show the success that it is. Christie's back in the news. You know, President Christie, oh my God, that's even more scarier than President Cruz. Christie, with all his blowhard predictions and all the things that he said he was going to do, oh boy, he pulls back $1 billion. B with a B. We're going to get to the prisoner swap in a little while. But he pulls back $1 billion for the money that was earmarked for pensions. Now the reports are right now are saying that he's not allowed to do that by law. See, things weren't as rosy as Mr. Christie said they were, and what has happened is that now there's $1 billion budget deficit that needs to be plugged. So what does he do? Takes the money out the pensioners' pockets. Now see, that's an old conservative move. You know, that's what they do. Cut this, cut that. You know, cut for the, you know, cut homeless programs, cut low-income housing, cut. But let's leave everything else. Let's leave the provisions for the wealthy in place. Cut everything else. And see, now that's not all they were about, because you know what? I'll get into that in a little while. I had something else I wanted to say about that. But, you see, this is the thing now. According to the law, says that he can't take that money and put it somewhere else. The money's been earmarked for the pensioners, and that's where it's going. But you see, all these jerseys back and all of these things that he was saying, and walking around with his chest stuck out and his stomach. No, that wasn't nice. And look, now you got a budget deficit, $1 billion. And what do? You take it from the poor people. Take it from the pensioners. Take it for the people who really need it. And this is the old move. This is a Republican move. So here we go with, and now there's going to be a big fight with this. And you see fame is fleeting, like they say, and so are good numbers in the polls. They are fleeting as well. And you see how fast Christie's dropped with the revelation of the scandalous interference with the traffic on the world's busiest bridge. The world's busiest bridge, the George Washington Bridge, just a stone's throw away from where I am right now in beautiful Montclair, New Jersey, where the Ron Kelly Show originates from. Shout out to my people out here in Montclair and all around New Jersey, and I'm forced right now to live under the thumb of Governor Christie at the moment. But yeah, so now he received a Father of the Year award the other night. Father of the Year. Governor Christie, Father of the Year. Wow. For mentioning his kids in stump speeches, he gets Father of the Year. Okay. For using a helicopter to fly to his son's baseball game, he gets Father of the Year. Okay. Okay. You deserve it, Chris Christie. You deserve it. So he gets... So his proposal is in question now, because he's not supposed to use that money for anything other than what it was earmarked for. So lo and behold, now we're going to have some problems. Because here's what's happened. The court, someone has sued. Here's the thing now. New Jersey, the state of New Jersey, where the Ron Kelly Show originates from, could face a $887 million shortfall in the budget if the unions, which I believe the ones who sued, can persuade a state judge to prevent Christie from slashing the state's pension fund payment. Now, Judge Mary Jacobson, she's the assignment judge in Mercer County, where the lawsuit is being filed, agreed Thursday to consider a lawsuit that contends Christie is violating a law he signed in 2010 by not paying 3/7 of the amount actuaries say ought to be put into the deficit-riddled fund this year. Now, the pension fund is already, circling the bowl, and now he wants to slash even more out of it and take money away from these pensioners who've worked their entire lives to make the state of New Jersey build highways and roads and buildings and bridges, and now he wants to take the money from them. Now, the exact effect of the whole, it's unknown. But any shortfall, either in this budget or next, could cause a restructuring of the state budget, which could affect a variety of programs. See, now here we go. So the rebates and the, you know, preschool and all these other things, the giveaways that they say, the things that keep us where we are, these are the things that they're going to stop. Now, the hearing is scheduled for 2 p.m. on June 25th. Now, the attorneys have until June 18th to complete a written response to the lawsuit, state attorneys. The Christie administration had only a limited response to the lawsuit Thursday. We will address the claims in court as necessary. Christie spokesman Michael Druniak, the same Michael Druniak who was called onto the carpet for the George Washington Bridge scandal. So I guess he was one of the people who didn't get fired. Christie says he makes the decisions that he believes are the right thing to do. If they want to sue, the courts are available to them. If they want to protest, the First Amendment's available to them as well. Christie said, go ahead and have it all, but I will tell you that I took a lot of time examining this issue, and given the circumstances that we've been confronted with. The circumstances you've confronted us with. See, I love how they make it seem like, or this just happened, or some trend, something happened that was beyond its control, like the bridge slowdown. His closest confidants didn't know. His closest confidants were wreaking havoc on the world's busiest bridge, and he didn't know. So he's making it seem like this was just a phenomenon, something that just happened. He was on his, like a car accident, you know, something just, you know, you weren't planning on it, it just happened. And you see, now this is the same man who wants to be president. You know, so you got your closest confidants playing footsie with the George Washington Bridge, the busiest bridge in the world, by the way, in the whole entire world, and industrialized nations, the busiest bridge in the world. And now the budget, you got budget issues. It's just, how do you expect, the poll numbers have gone down. They've crept up a little bit here and there. But then the other thing too, you know, I really don't trust polls, because who are you asking? You know, who are you asking? If you're asking a bunch of Republicans about Christie, of course they're going to approve of him. If you ask a bunch of Democrats, they're going to disapprove. Or for the most part disapprove, I should say. There may be some that may approve. People who don't toe the party line, so to speak. They don't toe the party line. So Christie, I mean, it just goes from bad to worse. You got Bridgegate, and now you got this. And see, I'll go out on a limb. I'm going to go out on a limb. See, Christie always said he would stay governor, and I think that he will stay governor. I said it today. It's June. It's June 6th, 2014. I say today that Governor Christie will not run for president. Now, many of you out there may think that I got a drinking margaritas or something here at the studio, but no, I'm not. See, because the Christie's fortunes have dwindled. You know, it's been a while since he was the great crusader fixing up, after Hurricane Sandy. There's a lot of people still homeless in Hurricane Sandy. Many people don't have, I was down in Wildwood for a couple of days, Wildwood, New Jersey, last week. It looked fine. You didn't see anything really wrong. And Wildwood, New Jersey is right on the beach. In fact, where I stayed at was right on the beach. And you didn't see anything. You didn't see, it looked like nothing ever happened. I was down in Stone Harbor, and Stone Harbor is virtually out on the ocean. You have to cross a bridge to get to it, Stone Harbor, New Jersey. So Stone Harbor, Avalon as well. Nice, very nice areas. Nice people. Very nice people I met down there in Avalon and Stone Harbor, New Jersey. Places that are like peninsulas out into the ocean. Didn't look like anything was wrong. So, you know, credit to those people. But there are, on the flip side of that, there are lots of people who are still homeless. Anyway, so I say today, again, once again, June 6, 2014, that Christie will decline and not run. Because I think he's got to know by now, and many of the Republicans have to know by now, that, you know, he can't win. He's not presidential material. He can't win. Christie is not going to – he may win the party. You know, he may win the nomination, but he's not going to win the election. See, because videotape footage and sound bites, they don't go anywhere. You know, it's not like Mr. Phelps in Mission Impossible. Every time Mission Impossible, you know, he would get the message and then it would self-destruct. No. No, whatever you did, whatever you said during your tenure is recorded somewhere. So it's a little late for Governor Christie to reinvent himself. Too late. Too late. He's done. And personally speaking, I don't think he's will he? I mean, who knows? I mean, I don't think he'll win. And not because I'm a progressive, proud liberal, Democrat. It's not because of that. It's because I just don't think he'll win. You know, I had very little hope that President Obama would win. You know, one maybe was a phenomenon, but certainly not twice. But he did. So stranger things have happened. So maybe, well, hopefully not. But, you know, stranger things have happened. I just don't think that he'll. I don't think he'll run. I don't think he'll run. Anyway, it's Ron Kelly Show, everybody. You can listen to archive shows at blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, the same site you're on right now. Or you can catch me on Stitcher.com, where Stitcher is all talk all the time, all talk radio shows from across the country. But forget about them. Just listen to mine, The Ron Kelly Show, on Stitcher. You can also get copies of the show on iTunes. I believe you can still do that. You just have to become a you have to sign up for the podcast. Doesn't cost anything. You sign up for the podcast, and voila, I'm there. And you can get you can listen to archived versions of the Ron Kelly Show if you still want to find out who I am. If you're a general, if you're a program director or someone out there in the radio business is looking for a surefire ratings winner, you can check me out on Stitcher. And on iTunes. See, and that's the thing about the radio business, because, you know, you got to be famous. You got to be an author, a movie star, or something. You know, because stations want instant ratings. They're not willing to deal with, they're not willing to build talent anymore. It's got to be instantaneous. Boom, we want it now. Microwave. And if you want syndicated Ron Kelly Show, you'll get it now. Trust me. You'll get it. Also, you can check me out on Wednesday night. It's The Princess and the bad boy being me. The Princess is Princess Love Mills, author of author and relationship coach. And yours truly, Ron Kelly, of the talk radio program, The Ron Kelly Show, Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. It's The Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio Show. It's redefining love and relationships. Yes, indeed. We're redefining love and relationships. What do I know about relationships? Check me out on Wednesday night. You'll find out. The Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio Program, featuring clinical psychologist Dr. Susanna Flores, is a member of our cast of characters as well. You can check us out on blogtalkradio.com. It's Wednesday night, 8 p.m. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/The Princess and the Bad Boy. That's it. And question or comment, the website is princessandthebadboy@gmail.com. That's the princessandthebadboy@gmail.com. All right, everybody, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll wrap this thing up with yours truly, Ron Kelly, the holder, the standard bearer of Progressive Talk. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. BlogTalkRadio.com. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Oh, no. I'm in charge of our 10-year class reunion and don't know where to begin.
Don't let this happen to you. For your next event, wedding, anniversary, class reunion, or just need to promote your business, Burkett Promotions has you covered.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Over 200 custom-made products USA made, along with personalized imprints and logos.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Burkett Promotions does it all. Big or small, we can fit your budget.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Need your event to stand out with that personalized touch? Pens, pencils, t-shirts? Go to BurkettPromotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
Mention the Ron Kelly Show and receive an additional 10% off an already great price.
Thanks to Burkett Promotions, my event was a success.
BurkettPromotions.com. BIRKETT Promotions.com.
BurkettPromotions.com.
A business you can trust. A member of the Better Business Bureau, New Jersey. A-plus rating.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun, Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Oh, yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. It's about 15 minutes before the hour. Once again, thank you, everybody, so much for joining me. I really appreciate you. Love to have you here doing what we do. On a Friday afternoon, it's June 6th already, 2014. Half of the year gone, a year and a half before President Obama leaves office. So everybody just calm down, Republicans and Tea Party people. Just calm yourselves. Calm yourselves. He can't run again. So what's the problem? You know. Hey, maybe they can bring Ronald Reagan back. There's an idea. On a similar series note, saw Nancy Reagan at the – Nancy Reagan still holding on at the gravesite of former President Ronald Reagan, who I liked. I kind of liked him. You know, he had character. He had a personality. You know, and I liked him. I thought he was okay. I was a really progressive person and a liberal back then. You know, but I liked President Reagan. I really did. You know, it's not because we have the same first name. I liked him. I had no problem with Ronald Reagan. They didn't even name an aircraft carrier after him. And so shot of Nancy Reagan in a wheelchair now. 93 years old in wheelchair, Nancy Reagan. Sad sight, Nancy Reagan at the grave site of former President Ronald Reagan, who died quite some time ago. Who was alleged to have Alzheimer's. And, you know, for the last decade or so of former President Reagan's life, no one ever saw him. I guess Nancy didn't want him to be Nancy wanted everybody to remember the way he was. And you know what? I appreciate that because I wanted to remember him the way he was too. So I agree with Nancy on that one. Yeah, remember Ronald Reagan the way he was. And I didn't want to see him, you know, debilitated and all, you know, however he looked. So we thank Ronald, thank Nancy for keeping him out of the spotlight. Anyway, one of the great couples who lived in the White House, Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan, one of the great couples who resided in the White House, one of the greater couples, I should say. So today we have Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, who catches as much criticism as he does. And for what? Why? Why? Why, you know, why talk about how many wigs Michelle Obama has? That's her hair. Michelle Obama doesn't have to put a weave on. She has hair. No matter. All right, so the scandalous prisoner swap is all over the news. And, you know, the assertion, and they could even have a, I don't think that, they're saying that they wanted to have reports are that he wanted to have a parade in his, did someone wanted to have a parade in this guy's, the sergeant's, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, in his hometown. And the people, I don't think that there's a threat. I think they just changed their mind. You know, I don't believe, I think that's just spin when they said that Bergdahl, Sergeant Bergdahl is getting this hate mail and his hate Twitters and hate Facebooks and whatever else social media is using, that whatever, you know, evil person is phone calls or whatever against Sergeant Bergdahl. And this is a strange one here, you know, and I didn't approve of this at all. And I thought the president, and I still think the president, President Obama, you know, blew this one. Because it's almost like you let Manson out of jail, you know, and there's some bogus feed going around that's saying that Manson got out of jail. I mean, we all know that Charles Manson will never get out of jail. He'll die in prison. They'll never let him out. He's supposed to be 79 years old right now. He's not getting out. He's going to die in prison. But people, in order to get clicks, put out this bogus information. Everybody falls for it, except for yours truly, because I know better. So there was supposed to be a in this gentleman's hometown, it's supposed to be a parade, and the excuse, well, like I said, the excuse was that there were threats made against them, so they canceled the parade. But I think they just canceled it because they just changed their minds. Because this is a murky situation here with this Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Because, well, first of all, they're saying that the Taliban, here's a story. It was in the LA Times yesterday that the Taliban threatened to kill Bergdahl. Well, the Taliban threatened to kill Bergdahl if details of prisoner swap leaked. We all know what happened. So I guess what they're saying is that if the details leaked, my interpretation of this is that if the details leaked before the swap, then they would have killed him. So this had to be kept top secret. And this is one of the ones that the president can't say he didn't know about, but I thought this was a bad idea. Because you know, there's so many things wrong with this. Because first they're saying that this gentleman, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, was a deserter. And members of his company over there, members of his troops, or people who served with this man, are saying that he's a deserter. There's all kinds of allegations going on, that he walked away, he was looking for the Taliban, all kinds of stuff. All bad. So far, the only people who have anything good to say about him is his parents. Other than that, I haven't heard anything. So this is a blotch on the president's record, I think. This shouldn't have happened. Now, because of the murkiness behind all of this. Now, Newsweek had an article. This was the third Tuesday. The third of the truth behind the Bowie Bergdahl POW prison swap. And, you know, and see, the United States has had the United States has always had a policy of not negotiating with terrorists, first of all. So that's one of the reasons why this comes as such a big surprise, that the Americans, the great, mighty, you know, superpower, the United States of America, can be pushed into negotiating with some nondescript jokers out in the desert. So the fear now is that others will try it, which is legitimate. Others will try it. So the United States of America has to redouble its efforts to make sure that none of its troops get captured. I wonder if there's any other, then there's got to be some more. Maybe they're not talking about, there's got to be some other people who are being held captive out there. There's got to be. He couldn't have been the only one. We've been out there a long time. Since 2001, you know, in Afghanistan and Iraq, it's 13 years. So you can't tell me that only one person has been kidnapped in 13 years. And what they're saying about this Sergeant Bo Bergdahl is that he left. He left without permission. He walked off the base, and that's how he got caught. So this doesn't look good right now for President Obama. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, now we open ourselves up to copycats who may come along and say, hey, I got this soldier, and you better give me money. Maybe the next time I might want money. They know the United States has it. It might not always be for a prisoner swap. They might want something for themselves. So this is very dangerous. I'm surprised that the president, you know, got sucked into this one. But, you know, even with Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's record, we all know that if the president didn't do it, and Sergeant Bergdahl was killed, it would have made it even worse. So this is one of those, you know, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't type of scenarios here. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. So here we have it. So Bo Bergdahl is home. He's not going to get his, and I imagine that there'll be a congressional hearing on this. The Republicans will jump all over this one because I haven't done. They're saying that the president was supposed to get permission from Congress before he did this. And had he sought permission from Congress, it would have leaked, and the sergeant would have been killed. So this is, again, Bad idea. I'm thinking that maybe there was some other way could have, excuse me, they could have handled this. There had to be some other way. To do this. But, you know, a poll, Newsweek did a poll today. They did a poll about Bo Bergdahl and well, you know, it says that this is a Reuters Ipsos survey released on Friday. Now, according to this poll, Americans are deeply divided over whether the Obama administration did the right thing by swapping five Taliban leaders to win the freedom of Afghanistan prisoner of war Bo Bergdahl, according to the Reuters Ipsos survey that was released today. Now, Americans strongly agreed the United States should make every effort to free prisoners of war like Bergdahl, an Army sergeant who was captured in eastern Afghanistan in 2009. But they also think the prisoner deal, or the prisoner swap deal, I should say, set a dangerous precedent, and I believe that as well. The Reuters Ipsos poll of 958 Americans interviewed online found that 44% disagreed with the statement that trading Taliban prisoners for Bergdahl was the right thing to do, with 26% strongly disagreeing. Now, 29% of those polls said they thought the prisoner swap was the right thing to do, and 27% said they were not sure. Now, how can you not be sure? How can you not be sure? This is a yes or no situation. Either you're for it or you're against it. What do you got to go do some homework, do some research, read up on it? Yes or no? Bergdahl was handed over to United States Special Operations Forces to Afghanistan last Saturday after the Obama administration agreed to send five Taliban leaders held at Guantanamo Prison to Qatar, where they must remain for a year. Now, it doesn't say that they should remain in prison in Qatar. You see, and Israelis and the Palestinians have been doing this forever, trading, you know, making goodwill gestures and trading Israeli soldiers for Palestinian for Palestinians, because, you know, occasionally an Israeli soldier gets captured and some Palestinians get captured. So they've been doing this for a while now, Israelis and the Palestinians, swapping prisoners as a good, and it still never works out. That would make a goodwill gesture. We let them know we're serious. We let go one of their people. You know, we'll swap. I'll give you this Israeli captain, and you give us a couple of Palestinians, and we can all have a nice day. See, this stuff happens all the time, but this is a different situation because of the background of this Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. Now, this all will come out later on, I'm sure. This isn't over yet. I'm sure the Tea Party and Rand Paul, who I like, you know, have no problem with her speech. It's a little all right. It's not much different. He didn't score a lot of points at the Republicans, but I liked what he said. And so there'll be more about this. There'll be more. More will definitely come out with this Sergeant Bo Bergdahl when some of those troops start making it back over to these shores. I'm sure that they'll be itching to talk about this alleged deserter, Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. All right, everybody, but thank you so much. Thank you for joining me. This afternoon is the Ron Kelly Show. And we'll definitely see you back here next Friday. We'll have another great show lined up for you. Look for me on Wednesday night, Princess and the Bad Boy Talk Radio Program. It's Redefining Love and Relationships, featuring Princess Love Mills, Dr. Susanna Flores, and yours truly, Ron Kelly. So until then, everybody, take care of yourself. And remember, it's nice to be important, but it's more important to be nice, and that we may not have it all together, but together we can certainly have it all. Thank you so much. We are out of here.